Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for May the 9th. Today's devotion is entitled, That Nothing May Be Lost. We'll be looking at the New Testament reading from the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 12. And when they had eaten their fill, he told his disciples, Gather up the leftover fragments, that nothing may be lost. In John chapter 6, the Apostle John recorded Jesus' miraculous feeding of the 5,000. After multiplying a little boy's lunch of 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, Jesus commanded that the leftovers be collected. And the disciples gathered 12 baskets full. Jesus had provided more than enough. The leftovers demonstrated the overflowing abundance of Christ's provision for his people. In this miracle, John presented Jesus as the true giver of divine provision, greater than Moses and the manna given in the wilderness. Jesus' command to gather the fragments also revealed his wisdom and care. The abundance of God's provision was not an excuse for wastefulness. Christ taught his disciples to practice faithful stewardship even in times of plenty. John's gospel often used physical events to point toward deeper spiritual truths. Jesus' words that nothing may be lost anticipated his later promise that he would lose none of those the Father had given him. Just as the fragments were carefully gathered, so Christ faithfully preserves all who belong to him. We may often fear loss. We worry that what matters most may slip away from us. Yet Jesus reminds us that in him, nothing good is ever truly lost. Our salvation is secure in his hands. Our labor for him is not wasted. Our prayers are not forgotten. Even our suffering is not meaningless. Christ is sufficient for every need, and his provision always exceeds our expectations. The Apostle Peter reminds believers that we have an inheritance kept in heaven for us. Therefore, we can live with gratitude, faithful stewardship, and confident trust in his preserving care. Because of Christ, we can rest in the promise that nothing he provides and promises for us will ever be lost. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you for your abundant provision through your Son. Forgive us for doubting your sufficiency and for wasting the gifts you have entrusted to us. Help us to be faithful stewards of all you provide. Teach us to rest in the assurance that our lives are secure in Christ and that nothing good promised in him will ever be lost. In Jesus' name, amen.